Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode number 2. Thank you for joining me again. I want to give you guys a heads up. There is going to be some explicit language in this episode, so if you're offended by that, you have been warned, okay? I'm trying not to swear as much as possible, being that my daughter is starting to get really good at repeating words. but she's down for a nap, so she's not going to hear any of this. So today, what we're going to talk about, being that it's 2019 and everyone has their eyes on their goals for 2019, these big hairy goals, something huge they want to accomplish, some big changes they want to change their life. And because this is a health and fitness podcast specifically for fathers, we're going to talk about your health and fitness goals. Okay. So, and specifically what I feel is the best approach to achieving the goals that you're setting for yourself and where people make mistakes when setting their goals. So let's get right to it. The best way to achieve your goals in 2019 and any year after this is by creating small habits. Okay, atomic habits. An atomic habit is a small habit that makes an enormous difference in your life. Okay, focusing every single day on one tiny habit, something easy, something that you guys can achieve without very much effort. Okay, that is something that you guys can build on and you can improve on as the weeks go by, as the months go by. Okay, that is so important. And not focusing on that end goal the whole time. It's good to have that end goal, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, but for example, if your goal is to, you know, lose 50 pounds this year, okay, well, how are you going to do it? What are the small habits that you guys can create right now that are going to make the biggest difference in your life? Okay, maybe your goal is to put on 10 pounds of muscle. Maybe your goal is to just, you know, exercise, because you don't exercise at all. Are you going to set a goal to work out 7 days a week? I mean, you could, but is that goal going to be going to the gym 7 days a week, or is it going to be just being active 7 days a week? See, this is something that I do with my clients. Okay. I have clients right now that have gone from no exercise at all, maybe just some jogging every once in a while, or they'd go out on a run, you know, 3-4 times in a month, to they're exercising or they're active every single day now. I feel like having something that you can do every single day, making a conscious effort to be healthy every single day, makes a huge impact on your health. Okay, so I'll give you an example. So one of the guys that I'm working with right now, okay, he travels a bunch for work, and when he's home, he wants to be home with his family. He doesn't want to spend a whole lot of time working out, okay? So what does he do? He works out, he has weight training 3 days a week, okay? The other 4 days of the week, I just have him do something like simply, you know, jogging or walking for 30 minutes to an hour, and he generally just carves that time out in the morning, okay? His workouts aren't super long because he's just starting to get into this, okay? And as he's been successful, and I mean, guys, like, he's literally 100% on, he's accomplishing his workouts. He's getting everything done 100% of the time. That's not an exaggeration. 100% of the time, every single week. The reason why I feel like he's been successful with that is because I've given him workouts that he can do every single day. It's easy for him to do those workouts, okay? So let's get a little bit further into, you know, these habits that you can create, okay? How can you make it even easier than just say, I'm going to work out first thing in the morning for 10 minutes every day, okay? How can you do that? Well, you set your alarm clock ahead of time a little bit, right? And you want to set that alarm clock earlier than what you normally wake up. I like to say, you know, for me personally, I have an alarm clock set for 5:30 in the morning, okay? I may or may not actually get up at 5:30. So then I've got a backup alarm at 5:45, and I'm definitely getting up at 5:45. So that would be something that I would suggest. You know, if you normally wake up at 7, get out of bed at 7, set your alarm clock for, I don't know, 6:15, 6:20, okay? and then set another alarm clock for 6:30. Okay. That way, even if you don't get out of bed the first time, you're going to get out of bed the second time. All right. The second alarm is going to get you out of bed. Okay. Cause now you're like, all right, well, this is annoying. So now I'm just going to get up. Okay. The other thing you can do, put your clothes somewhere where you could literally trip over them once you get out of bed. Okay. Set your workout clothes up right at your feet. So you're literally stepping on them right when you get out of bed. It's something you can just throw on, and it's kind of annoying. Now you either have to, you know, if you decide not to do it, now you got to put them away, right? So generally, you're probably not going to put them away. They're already out. Just put them on, get your workout done, okay? Are you going to work out at home, or are you going to work out on your way? You know, is your gym on the way to your work? Are you going to stop there and do that? Personally, you know, I like having the ability to work out at home. I have a garage gym set up, you know. Most of my clients also have a garage, or not a garage gym, but a home gym setup where they have dumbbells and, you know, a treadmill or a jump rope. You know, if you have, you know, a set of dumbbells, you can do so much with just dumbbells and bodyweight movements. Okay. Especially if you're just getting back in the habit of doing, in the habit of working out again. Okay. What about eating? Obviously, if your goal is to get healthier, you have to be well-rounded, right? You have to exercise and you have to have the nutrition piece, okay? So what about eating? You know, I think before we became parents, my wife and I would say to my clients, okay, well, you have to meal prep. You have to spend an hour and change getting all of your meals cooked, right? You have to prepare. It's not just as simple as throwing in the oven, right? We know that. You have to, but I would say that, you know, you have to set your chicken out, you have to, you know, whatever, marinate it. Then you got to grill it. Then you got to cut your veggies up and you got to bake it, or you got to grill it. Then you got to do your rice or your potatoes and you got to bake that. You know, it's a lot. And before I was a parent, you know, an hour didn't seem like much, but it's not just an hour. It's going to the grocery store with your kid. It's coming back home. And at least for us, you know, a 2-year-old, she's very active, but she also goes from one moment she's playing by herself to the next moment, you know, pick me up and hold me. So that's not very easy. Okay. Now it makes it a little bit easier when you can kind of tag team it and one goes to the grocery store while you stay home. But what I find to be a whole lot easier is using Mealtime. Mealtime is an app that has a ton of different meals on there that you can choose from, a ton of different healthy meals that you can choose from that don't require a ton of ingredients, and they're really easy to cook. Okay. So we have found that by scheduling out our meals for each day of the week and cooking these meals that take, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, they don't really take a whole lot of, you know, time to prepare because again, there's very minimal ingredients. That has been very easy for us to do. Okay. It's as easy as it's actually a lot easier than meal prepping, even before we had kids, because you don't have to worry about, you know, scheduling out a ton of time or an hour or two, whatever, however long it takes you to prep your food and then, you know, put it in containers and then hope that maybe in 3 days it's still kind of good. But that's one thing that I would suggest is downloading that app. Okay. So plan out your meals for the whole week. Okay. Put your meals. Okay. When you're done eating dinner, don't put it all in a container and put it in the fridge. Okay. Because you're most likely the next morning, you're probably not going to divide that out and put it in a new container. So do it, grab your food that you're finished eating with dinner before you put it in a big container, split it off into a container that you're going to bring to work. Okay. And then set that in your lunchbox, put that in the freezer or in the fridge. I'm sorry. Put it in the fridge that night so that in the morning when you're leaving for work, once you're ready, you just grab your lunchbox and go. Okay, you've already got your food in there. Now you don't need to go out to find something for lunch. Now you're not eating the garbage cafeteria food at your work, okay? So now you got your nutrition habits, you got your exercise habits. Now you need to figure out, you know, in terms of, you know, success is considering your environment, right? Now if you're going from not eating healthy at all, and if you've got kids, you've probably got some unhealthy snacks in your house. Okay. So is that something that you're going to be good with not being tempted to eat at the end of the night? If not, then you probably should get rid of it. I mean, kids are as picky as you want them to be generally, okay? Unless it's something, you know, like something psychologically that they have an issue with, that I totally understand. But most kids, you know, if you get them eating what you're eating, they're not going to be very picky, okay? There's a couple things that our daughter eats that we don't really eat much of, and that's, you know, graham crackers, you know, these yogurt bites. She loves those little snacks, but they're pretty healthy snacks. But otherwise, I mean, she loves apples. She loves bell peppers. Those are great snacks. They're healthy, and it's something that we already have in our house anyway. So if you're not going to be able to stop yourself from eating your kids' fruit snacks and all that other stuff, then you probably should get rid of them. Get them out of the house. Also, you know, like Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people we spend the most time with. So if you're spending time around people that are always going out to the, you know, after work, they're going out to the bar for happy hour, or, you know, the people that you hang out with after, you know, your nightly or your weekly men's league, they go to the bar then, or, you know, they're going to give you a hard time every time you have to, or you decide to order something healthy off the menu instead of eating a burger and fries and, you know, all that stuff. You know, that can be a really big obstacle to overcome. Okay. The negative people in your life, if they're not, you know, supporting you and trying to be healthier, it's either because they're just a flat out hater, or, you know, they just don't really give a shit about you. I mean, if they're your real friends, they're going to be supportive of it. If you, you know, but I get it. I mean, I've been in a position where people, you know, are giving you a hard time and you just don't know what the hell they're giving you a hard time for. So that brings me to my next topic. It's who's going to hold you accountable? Because I think the accountability factor is, I mean, that's what's going to keep you going. It's going to keep you going for, you know, from day one to day 364, you know, I mean, that is everything. So, you know, you really need to think about, am I going to be able to hold myself accountable to getting this done? I think with setting up, you know, these small habits, creating these small habits, you are in a better position of doing that. But there are going to be times when you don't have the motivation. It happens to everybody. It happens to me. I mean, there's just going to be times where you don't have any motivation. But who is going to get you off your ass and out to do a workout? Who's going to tell you, hey, that's enough of the Ben and Jerry's. Put it down, you know, put it back in the freezer. You've finished half a pint. You know, I mean, the accountability factor is huge. It's got to come from your friends or your family or a coach or yourself. I mean, and you have to be real with yourself. Are you going to be able to hold yourself accountable? Maybe you can at first, but, you know, if you fall off the wagon, are you going to call it quits? Are you going to seek out someone to join you on this journey to getting back on, you know, the path of health and wellness? Or are you going to hire a coach? Are you going to go to a gym that has a community that's going to hold you accountable? I mean, those are huge in terms of keeping you on track for the long haul, because most people on these New Year's resolutions, they fall off within a month. Okay. And it's because they have their eyes set on the big picture the whole time, and they're not creating any sustainable habits to get them there. Okay. So, I mean, keep it as simple as possible, okay? Look at the little things that make a big difference, okay? Not only is that more manageable, but the results are going to create momentum, okay? And, you know, you have to think about, I know you want to say you're busy, and you are busy, and, you know, I know you want to spend time with your kids, but, you know, I think we all feel we're a little more busy than we actually are, because, you know, one thing that's been eye-opening for me is how Apple will now give you the results of your screen time throughout the week. And it is shocking. It is so shocking to me to see how much screen time I've had on my phone. And I mean, granted, you know, trying to be as active as I possibly can on social media so that I can, you know, reach as many followers as possible. But I mean, damn, like I know I'm not the only person that is like, whoa. Okay. So think about it. At the end of the week, if you have, let's say if you're over 3 hours of screen time, okay, and you don't do most of your work on your phone, if you do none of your work on your phone, okay, and you have that much screen time and you're saying you don't have enough time, you are full of shit. It's not that you don't have time. It's that you don't want to prioritize what matters more. Okay, so you have to stop with the excuses. Okay, one of my goals for 2019 is to react much, much slower. Okay, if there's something that someone is upset with me about and it's because of something that they feel I could have done better, my goal is to really think about this. How could I have changed this? Or if there's something that I'm upset with someone about, why didn't they do this? Or why are they acting like this? I'm really looking at myself first. I'm trying to look at myself first. Is there something that I could have done? Let's give you an example. Okay, so let's say, and this is just a theoretical example, but let's say I get home and the house is a mess and, you know, no one's picking up and, you know, everyone goes to bed and I'm the only one up and I'm looking at this mess. I'm thinking, why the hell didn't anyone else pick up? Or, you know, and I think to myself, well, could I pick up? Maybe, you know, maybe the, you know, XYZ happened, you know, and this is why, you know, maybe my wife had a headache, or maybe, you know, she wasn't feeling well, or she just was exhausted. Is there something wrong with me picking the stuff up? No, of course not. I can pick it up. So, is it, you know, could I be, another example would be like, hey, I'm running really short on time. I had planned to work out for an hour and 15 minutes today. I had all these movements that I wanted to hit today because I haven't hit them this week. I have 20 minutes now before I have to move on to the next thing. What do I do? Am I going to sit there and you know, flip around on my phone? Or could I do, you know, air squats and push-ups for 20 minutes? Yeah. Hell yeah, I could do that. So really think about the next time you say you don't have enough time for this. Think about what are the other things, what could you have done differently? Could you have woken up earlier? I mean, would it really have made a big difference to go to bed earlier, let's say 45 minutes earlier, so that you could wake up 45 minutes earlier in the morning and then get a solid workout in and have a healthy breakfast before you left for work? Probably not. You're probably actually getting less sleep by staying up later, lying in bed, you know, looking through Instagram or Facebook at stuff that doesn't matter. People who don't probably, you know, even know you or give a shit about you. You know, you're probably getting less sleep doing that than you are if you just would have put your phone down, went to bed early, or went to bed even at a decent time. So getting off on a little bit of a rant here, but you can tell this is something that I hear quite often. So, all right, before I go, because we're talking habits and we're talking goals on the new year, I want to invite all the fathers out there to join me and another group of fathers on the SPAR app, S-P-A-R, the exclamation point. Okay, that's unfortunately only available on Apple devices. So if you have an Android, I'm sorry. But I want you guys to join me on the SPAR app. We are going to be starting January 7th, and it's the 150 challenge. The 150 challenge is 50 push-ups, 50 air squats, and 50 sit-ups to be done Monday through Sunday for 1 month. That's 7 days a week for 1 month. That's not that much, okay? I know when I say 7 days a week for 1 month, that kind of sounds like a lot, but the workout should take you, I mean, ideally around 5 minutes, but absolutely no more than 10. And you for sure have time for that in your day. Okay, for sure you have time for that. Now, all you have to do is download the SPAR app and then search, well, you have to create an account, but then search the 150 challenge. Okay, now What's really cool about this is there's a little bit of incentive. You have to check in every day, okay, to show that you did the work, that you did the workout, just checking in the group. If you miss a check-in, you pay $5 into the pot. For every workout that you miss, you pay $5 into the pot, okay? And that pot at the end of the month for the entire group, okay, however many workouts are missed amongst the entire group, that pot is given to the winner or winners, okay? So little fun, a little friendly competition there, but it's going towards a good cause. I mean, I really, really do believe, guys, that, you know, without having, you know, being healthy and making health, a healthy lifestyle a priority for me, I don't think I could be, you know, half the father, half the husband that I am. And, you know, I'm by no means perfect, but, you know, I'm always looking to try to get better. And I just, you know, to have an outlet to just give yourself some you time, which we all know as parents, there's not a whole lot of that. You know, I mean, there's not a whole lot of that. So to make that a priority, to give yourself some you time is so huge. It has just a massive impact on, you know, just being a more positive, more present father and husband. You know, there's a difference between just being home and not really paying attention to what's going around you, not being a part of conversations, really being a part of conversation. I mean, phone down and, you know, being able to play with your kid without any distractions, and just being a father who's physically there, but he's mentally somewhere else. Okay. And I do believe that living a healthy lifestyle will help you with that. So this one's been a little bit longer of a podcast, that's for sure. So I'm going to end it right there. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you did, please give me a follow, give it on Apple, give me, you know, however many stars you feel like it's worthy. Hopefully it's 5. But most importantly, guys, share this with another father. Okay. Share this with as many fathers as you know, because my mission is to, you know, be that representative, be that authority, that person that you fathers, you guys can come to, guys, someone that you guys can, you know, look forward to speaking with. I mean, if you want to, you know, reach out on Facebook, I'd love to talk. Joe Jungman, J-U-N as in Nancy, G, M as in Matthew, A-N-N. On Instagram, J-A Jungman. Yes, I am a health coach, but number one, I'm a father, and I love just hearing stories about, you know, other fathers. And I'm trying, as much as I'm trying to be a better coach, I'm always trying to be a better dad. So, you know, if I can learn something from you guys, even better. So again, that's all I've got for today. Check out that Spar app. I really want to see as many fathers as possible on that thing. Until next week, you guys, take care.